Blog Talk Radio. Have you planted that seed in the ground on today? Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. My wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. To all of the ministry, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, praise team, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Wales, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that bottomless pit. Oh, come and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And as we bow down at the altar of Almighty God, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory for everything. You see, it was God this morning that woke you up, started you on your way, gave you the activity of the limbs. Oh, blessed man. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Gave you the strength to go out through the day. In the name of Jesus. Have me your faith. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitly into place. And we say, it's all good. It's all good. So God, come in the midst and have your way. And your people, with this problem, dispense out what we need as we bring the mother to be our corporate prayer. God bless you, Mother Judge.
God bless you. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come to you. Give me the honor because you're the head of my life. And I just pray on this day, God, that you have your way, God. Move us out of the way. You just take over like never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to the throne once more, God. We thank you, God, on this Monday afternoon for keeping us through the whole week and up to this point, God. Thank you for breathing in us this afternoon, just giving us the strength, God, to lift up our holy hands and say, God, we thank you just for another brand new day, another brand new journey, God, that we never seen before. But we thank you, God, in spite of all, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every man of God, every woman of God, that you give them strength to carry on in the name of Jesus, God. Let them stay up on the wall without coming down, God. Let them continue to cry out like never before, God. We thank you, God, because we realize, God, in these last evil days, God, we surely need you, God. So let us begin to call on the name of Jesus, God. Don't let us call on the name of our sister, our brother, our neighbors, God. But let us call on the name of Jesus, God, because we realize there is power, power in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for saving, filling us with your Holy Spirit, God. We lift up every youth that it is today, God. We pray continually, Lord. Keep us. Shield them and protect them in their going and their coming, God, even in their home, God. Continue to put food on their table, dress them, put shoes on their feet. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up our natural sisters and brothers, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you, God. Save them, deliver them, and set them free, God. Let them feel what it feel like to be free in you, God, to give you the praises and the glory, God. Let them feel the peace that Roche, God, that we are just resting in you, God. Let them feel that Roche peace in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We lift up every four corners of the world today, God. Oh, God, we pray continually, God. Shake that number before, God. Shake Roche until their eyes begin to open and that they can see the truth, God. Open up their ears, God, Roche, God, that they can hear the truth, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Like never before, God, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God, that we can love like you love, God, not just pretending, God, oh, just but truly love like never before. God, we thank you, God. We thank you with everything within us, God, because we realize, God, you didn't have to give us this opportunity a lie, God. Oh, no, you didn't, God. Oh, but we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, God, and another opportunity just to say hallelujah in the house. Hallelujah in the house, Lord of hosts, God. No matter what we're going through, God, let us continue to have a praise upon our lips, God. Continue to stretch us like never before, God. Oh, continue to pull on us. Continue to let us stay behind the veil, huh? That we pray. Pray unto you, God. Cry out like never before in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up our companions today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to do a good work in them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for raising another Moshe, God. Husband, another Moshe these days, God. That they'll walk the floor calling on the name of Jesus. Another Moshe, God. Not equal to Moshe, God. Just calling on your name like never before, God. Oh, we lift up every marriage couple that it is today, God. Oh, Lord, I'm going to say, God, let them stay close to God, the Lord, I ain't never before. Let them begin to hold hands and pray, calling on the name of Jesus. Coming in, greet me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, for you breaking every yoke, Sunday, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the anointing, God. We realize that anointing come to break the yoke. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray today, God, that you touch every telephone and laptop. And, oh, God, have your way today, God. Have your way, Jesus. Begin to shake us, God, like never before, God. Oh, in the wee hours, God, begin to minister to our spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when your church is early in the wee morning, God, let us begin to rise and settle the land. Oh, God, being obedient unto your word, God, and to your voice, God, that we will begin to out on our knees, and begin to cry out your name. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is today, God. All in the hospital, Roche, God. It's a care ward, God. Oh, God, trust us, God, Roche, like never before, God. By your stripes, God, Roche, they are healed in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we cry out today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for teaching us, God, for turning every situation around, God. Teaching us how to stand on your word like never before, God. Teach us to take a stand in you, Roche. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for keeping a shadow over our head. Food on our table, God. Oh, God, Roche, God. Oh, God, let us begin to call on your name, God. Oh, God, let us boost you up, God. Because we realize it's not us, God, but it's you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You shall get the glory, God, out of every one none of us in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because all the glory goes to you. Oh, God, continue to let us be obedient to your words, God, and to your man-made service, God, and your woman-made service, God. Let us continue to be obedient, y'all, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to be the teacher, God. Teach us, God, everything that we need to know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. I thank you, Lord, this day, God, that you have made. I shall rejoice in your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray once again, God, continue to take care of the mental institution, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those that can't take care of themselves, God, those that don't have a mind today, God, I pray, God, that you just touch the in the name of Jesus. Let the memories begin to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, God, we lift up the open homes today, God. Continue to touch them. Shield and protect them like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you bring those young women and men to be successful in their lives. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. Save, deliver, and set the captive free, God. We thank you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I lift my mothers up to you today, God. Spiritually, and naturally, God. I pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them. In the name of Jesus, God, hold them in your arm and rock them. Let them know everything it is well. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you begin to touch them from the head of the hand of the boat, to the sole of their feet, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your healing power, God. Oh, thank you, God. Today, God, I pray, God, that you begin to just blow on us, God. Let your fire burn, God. Stir up the fire, God. Don't let it go out. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you for the deal, God. The zeal of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh, glory to God today, God. We bless your holy name, because you're so worthy to be praised, God. In the name of Jesus, God. If I was somebody today out there, I'll begin to open my mouth out and say hallelujah to that. Glory be to God. He's been good to me. He's been good to you, God. He's been good to us all. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. He's been somebody doctor today, in the hospital room, he's been a liar for somebody, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. He's been a savior, and for somebody today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, how we call on the name of Jesus, God, because we realize there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, when we open our mouth, oh, God, we thank you, God. Yes, have your way today, oh, God, we thank you for the peace in the atmosphere, God. We thank you for your peace, God, that we can lay in your peace, God, knowing that everything is all right, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak safety in the atmosphere. Safety in the atmosphere, God. We speak, may I make a way out of nowhere in the atmosphere, God. Oh, God, we thank you for miracles and wonders and signs. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being that bread maker for us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the food. Hey, glory to God. We thank you, Lord of Oshay, God. We say hallelujah to your name, because you are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the little. If we just have a little on your table, begin to thank God for the little, knowing that he'll give you more. And the name of Jesus, oh, God, just begin to thank him for paying your bills, because he didn't have to do it. It wasn't you, Haraboshi. It was God all the time. He's the one that prepared, made the way out that you're going to get a job. So you need to say thank you, Lord, just for the job. And the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh for us, God, our provider, God. Let us continue to put all our trust in you. Let us stand like never before, knowing that you're going to make a way out of no way for us, God. Even when our back is against the wall, hey, glory to God, you will bring us out like never before, God. Oh, hallelujah today. I got to praise him, God, by Sunday. I must praise him, God. Respect, no matter what circumstances I am, I must praise God, God. You ought to begin to pray. You ought to begin to call on the name of Jesus. Whatever situation you in, I tell you today, how about say, you might have been on chain, tried everything. Oh, but it comes to the boat, say, if you begin to call the name of Jesus, give Jesus a chance and watch him move for you. Watch him make a way for you. Watch him go to the boat, say, now. He's the best friend that you can ever have. You can sit and talk to him. He won't put you on hold. Huh? I don't know. He won't say, I'll be back in a minute. God, he sat there and listened to Robocop. Just pull out. Pull out whatever you're concerned about. Jesus is concerned about it too. Oh, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for shaking the kind of the nation, God. We thank you for making a change, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Continue to do what you do best, God. Begin to Robocop that. Oh, just touch him, God. Just touch him. One touch, God, from you. It'll make everything all right. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. God, I thank you today, God. I thank you today for all things, God. The good and the bad, the ups and the down, God. I yet and still thank you, God. Let me continue to have a praise upon my lips that I can say, hallelujah, God, everywhere I go, God, no matter how they look. I got to praise you, God, because I know where you brought me from. I know what you brought me out of, God. That little God. Let me continue to praise you, God, because I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and still doing for me, God. I thank you, God. Haboshede, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. On this Monday afternoon, God, all of us will give you the praises, God. We praise you today, God. We glorify your name, God. So we say thank you, thank you, Lord. It come to the most, God. These things, God, this day, God, we ask you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, God. Oh, most, God. So continue to have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, keep on it. Right now, Holy Spirit, pour it deep, the anointing, right now, upon each and every one of us, Holy Spirit, internationally, nationally, and locally, pour it out amongst the people right now. Holy Spirit, you're already here. So we say thank you for everything. Yes, Lord. For every area of the corporate world, the anointing breaking every yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Every high thing against the knowledge of God right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God of the universe, have your way. Have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come back. Lean on your people right now from the north, south, east, and the west. Do it right now. Do it right now, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Stir up the atmosphere right now. Stir it up, Lord. Trouble the waters, Holy Spirit of the living God. That we may step in. Oh, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
That you will hear. God, through your Holy Spirit, that you will bless.
Lord.
Send forth miracles, signs, and wonders through your Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Do it right now, Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Of all the prayers. Worthy. Of all the
Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now.
Lord.
Touch somebody's mind.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes,
touch somebody's heart.
Ooh,
right now.
Yes,
turn
Lord.
It. Right now. Work it out. Right now. Holy Spirit of the living
Jesus.
Of the living God. Renew the mindset. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Shake us. Right now. Make us. Right now. Mold us. Right now. Holy Spirit. Of the living God. Have your way. Have your way. Touch that woman. Right now, Holy Spirit. That has that faith in me. Holy Spirit of the living God. For you to come in and touch. For you to come in and to renew and anoint their thought process in the name of Jesus. Massage their heart through your anointing, Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Somebody, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. Need you, Lord. Need you, Lord God. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Move that man. That's right. Anoint that man in the name of Jesus. Have your way right now. In the name of Jesus. Nothing else matters right now. But you, Lord God, it's all about you. In the name of Jesus. Because you're a loving God. You're a righteous God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You're a truthful God. And your Holy Spirit, oh, glory, hallelujah, is so anointed and so righteous that it comes on every accord to fix your people. And we thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
for fixing on today. We thank you, Holy Spirit,
for
renewing on today. We thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for touching us now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hide under your wings right now, Holy Spirit.
In the name of
keep
Jesus.
Our mind steadfast on you in the name of Jesus. Let us be sensitive. Holy Spirit, to what you have for each and every one of us.
Yes, Lord.
That the Lord God has sent down through his Son, Jesus Christ, for you, Holy Spirit, to distribute amongst your people in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To grow in you, Holy Spirit. So we thank you.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, Holy
Jesus.
Spirit of
thank
the living
you,
God. Sweet Spirit
Lord.
Of the living God. No other help we know than
hallelujah.
You, Holy Spirit.
Hey, yes,
that
Lord.
Comes.
No matter but you, Jesus.
That comes to the spirit that overflow anointing power of the
Lord
Jesus Christ. We thank you right now. And we praise
Lord.
You right now.
Yes,
we Lord. We give you honor, glory, right in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. No other help we know. Lord Jesus, with your help that comes from heaven, Lord God. When you fix it, it's fixed.
Okay.
When you correct it, it's corrected. Oh, glory. And when you chastise, it's chastised. In the name of Jesus.
Lord
God, we give you our attention. And for sure, to make us and to mold us right now. In the name of Jesus. That we are looking to heaven to see your face, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Your face will we see. Now,
Lord.
In the morning, in the evening, and at
Lord.
Night, we'll seek
Lord.
Your face, Lord God. Oh, Lord.
Lord.
And we thank you
thank
for being
Lord.
There, for being
thank
our friend, Yes, Lord, for being our protector, being our provider. We thank you, Lord, for that corporate prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you. Right now, touch every area. Anoint every area right now of that corporate prayer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Minutes before we can get off the runway. And I'm sitting there And I got to speak for myself, saints. I'm sitting there because I had a bad morning this morning. But I knew because I have a renewed mind and I've changed, and because my apostle had just preached the day before that you got to stand and not let things bother you. When I had the hard time, I still had a little anger inside of me. But see, when I sat on that plane and everybody else was chattering and everybody else, all the confusion was around, I sat there and I said, God, this issue is too big for me to handle. But what I need you to do, it first of all, is please forgive me for having anger to build up inside of me, knowing that you are the head of my life, knowing that everything is going to be all right because I've already confessed my sin. I've repented. I've asked for forgiveness, Lord. So I know that I'm in the right place with you right now. I'm standing, Father God, and I'm going to continue to walk day by day to meet the prize that you have already set before me. So I had to ask God, before I can go anyplace else, I had to make sure that God heard my open confession. And then I sat there, and I knew that I was in his loving arms as he carried us through the turbulence. It was so much turbulence that my stomach was going upside down. I say, Lord, I trust you. Every time the plane would go down and come back up, I say, Lord, I trust you. Because you promised me, Father God, if I repent, if I confess, and if I live a righteous life, if I get on the road of righteousness, I can regain, I can have that same prize that Paul worked so hard to get. When Paul renewed his mind and realized that he could not be of the world, nothing else didn't matter. At this point today, brothers and sisters, as I went through that turbulence, nothing else mattered because I cleared my slate with God. I even sat down and said, Father God, I can't get internet right now, but I need you to touch the hearts of my sons. Go back and touch my husband's heart, Father God, and let them know, Father God, please forgive me for my anger on this morning. Please forgive me, Father God, for slipping, but I'm right here with you now, Father God, and I need you, Lord Jesus, to calm the winds. I need you, Father God, right now to give these people peace in the midst of the storm, Father God. Allow them to know, Father God, that you are God all by yourself, Father God. The pilot has no control over what's going on, Father God. It is you that control everything, Father God. We need peace, Father God. People was up acting crazy, doing all type of crazy stuff. My neighbor tapped me. He said, why are you so quiet? Why are you? I said, because you know what? God is the head of my life. I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to continue to pray and ask him to bring peace in the midst of this storm. But the moral of the story is, hadn't I changed my mind, hadn't I sat and asked God to help me, hadn't I asked God to forgive me for my slip-up, something that I know better because I was just taught yesterday, and I received what was said, but God had to let me know I'm still human. If it didn't go that way, you would have sat here and probably acted the same way that everybody else acted. But you had to go through something because you needed to call on my name. So on today, I'm just thanking God because he saved me through the midst of the chaos. He allowed me to ride through that storm in peace, with calmness, knowing that no matter what the outcome was, that I was going to get my prize because I knew to call on the name of Jesus. I didn't take everything in my own, lean on my own understanding. I called on God. I stood through the test. and over again. All you got to do is sit and look them in the eyes and just call on the name of Jesus, because eventually they're going to flee. When we sit and we argue and we allow them to know that they have gotten the best of us, guess what? We have not changed from being of this world. We still there. When you sit there and you quiet and you calling on the name of Jesus and you continuing to press on even though they nagging you, you continuing to press on even though they may sit and be calling your name, even though they may sit and be lying on you, even though they may be sitting and persecuting you, even though they may sit and be bringing your old past sins back up. But guess what? Only God validates us. Only God can sit and take us from one level to the next level. All we got to do is sit and be obedient and realize who God is and know that He is the God that's in control. Know that He's a forgiving God. Know that He's a saving God. Know that He has given us mercy and grace. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I sit and tell you all today, I am just so thankful on today that I'm able to sit here and God gave me another chance, and I'm going to be like Apostle Paul. I'm not turning back. I shall continue to walk forward. I shall win my prize. I shall be a child of God. I shall go out and preach His word and let people know He is indeed the Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Nothing on today can sit and change me. I had to go through what I went through today. And thanks, I'm glad I went through it. I'm glad I went through it, because it brought me closer to God. It let me know that I was abiding in His loving arms. It let me know that He had me safe. He let me know when everybody else was sitting there going crazy over the wind, that I could sit there and know that God was going to protect me. Whether I was going to leave this earth today, leave it and know it, because I had to deal with the word of God told me to do, that I was going to end up in eternity with Jesus Christ. So nothing else don't matter. Nothing else don't matter when you just sit and you done gave Him your all, when you done surrendered all and say, Father God, I have nothing else to give you but myself, but to give you my words, to give you my faith, to give you my soul, to give you my mind, to give you my heart, Father God. I give it all to you, Lord Jesus, and I thank Him on today. I thank Him. I thank Him for each and every trial and tribulation I ever went through. But I thank Him today for riding through the storm. Riding through the storm with a peace of mind. Riding through the storm knowing that I was still on the wall. Riding through the storm knowing that I was going to be victorious one way or the other. So I sit and I tell everybody, whatever your issue is, whatever your circumstance is, take your eyes off of that. Go to God in truth and spirit and let Him know what the problem is. Let Him know where you need help at. Don't sit and try to hide it, because He knows everything. You're not doing nothing but hurting yourself. But when that one person comes to you and they nagging you, it may be one, it may be two, it may be three. You just sit and you look at them with a smile on your face, knowing that Jesus is the answer. And that's the person that you got to validate yourself to. Not no man, not no woman, not no boy, not no girl, but your validation belongs to the Lord. And nothing else should matter. Ride through your storm with peace. Ride through your storm with a renewed mind. Ride through your storm with a clean heart. Ride through your storm with an anchored soul, knowing that it is God and only God that's going to take you to the next level. Take you to the next level. I just thank each and every last one of you. I'm sorry that I didn't bring you a scripture, but once I heard that prayer and the Holy Spirit just prompted me to say what I'm saying now, I just had to get it out. And I pray that it touched somebody. And I pray that it has nothing to do about Nita, but what God has poured into me today, that it can help somebody else. Somebody else may be going through a storm. Somebody else may be being tortured. Somebody else may be being persecuted, verbally abused, mentally abused. But I tell you today, give it to God in prayer and let him fix it. Let him take you through the storm. All you got to do is sit back, be quiet, continue to press on. Press on for your pride. Press on. Don't worry about Harry, Mary Jane, or Sue. You got to worry about you, because it's only you, and only you can get yourself into eternity. Everybody can pull you down, but you got to sit and you got to press on to God, knowing that God is with you, knowing that it's all good. Because guess what?
Yes.
God.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, no. Boy,
yes,
she rolled out the bell. Mother Jackson, she rolled through there, didn't she? Amen.
Yes, amen,
Oh,
yes, it
is.
Amen.
And when you just sit down and think about it sometime, how many of you, amen, praise God, will actually see the relevancy of where you are with Christ? And be transparent like that.
Amen.
That's what God want to deal with. All that stuff back there, can't do nothing with that.
Not at all. Yes,
yeah, you know, yesterday is gone. But today
is
today.
Amen.
That's right. And Jesus said to follow peace with all men. And without that, you can't see Jesus. In peace. Praise God.
Amen.
You got to press on.
Yes, well.
You got to pay attention to what's going on in your life.
Yes.
What are you doing, amen, in your life to let Christ guide you, teach you, and renew you on a daily basis? You know, time is getting short. You know, last week I told you that this is the getting ready room down here.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
It is. Amen.
Amen. See, we got to go to heaven from right down here. But in order to go to heaven from down here, we got to do what's right.
Yes, we have.
Jesus said he is the door, the truth, and the light.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Oh, glory. Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
And it's Sister Anita.
Man, amen.
You know what? Sometimes it's just best. Well, you know, all the time, it's best to obey.
Yes, it is.
The Spirit of the Lord. And you can't go wrong. Somebody, somewhere, internationally, nationally, or locally, needed that. And I can tell you right now, yes, after that prayer and you came with that word, amen, praise God, it's so much energized me the more. Amen. Because we ought to have a zeal each and every day for the Lord.
Amen.
All that he has done for us, he has brought
Lord.
Us from
amen.
A mighty long way.
Yes,
and
you're
still here.
Yes.
Amen.
You're
still here.
Yes,
it that
is.
That means that God loves you, still got work for you. Amen.
Yes, yeah.
Take your eyes off yourself and the circumstances and put your eyes on Jesus Christ.
Yes,
for there,
Lord, amen.
For there you will find the prize in Almighty Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God.
Yes,
we
do. Thank you, Lord.
Words of encouragement coming from our own minister, Shanita Ponton. Amen.
Amen.
Well, take that with you. Amen. Take it with you tonight. Amen. Chew on it. Swallow it. Amen. Praise God. Around and around, praise God, in your mind. and see what you see, that God's way is real and that he does not lie, that what he said he'll do for you, he'll do it. Oh, yes, he will. Just try. I guarantee you. Be sincere and try God and see when he work it out for you like he worked it out for me. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to move on. Praise God. And I'm going to tell everybody, praise God, to come on back tomorrow morning, amen, at 7 a.m. Praise God. Amen. Well, we'll get a little bit more encouragement, but we can move on a little bit higher in the Lord. And remember, don't forget the family prayer.
Amen.
Because is going to meet us there. And that this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, it is.
For you and for me.
Amen.
Amen. So count it all joy. Count it all joy. Amen. And if you need shaking again, then you need shaking again. Come on back tomorrow morning.
Amen.
God bless you. We have a small upon you. Amen.
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 Oh, he's there. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Everything he's ever told you before this morning, he's lied. But you shall have peace. You shall have joy. You shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. And mother, the devil is a liar. Your sons and your daughters shall be saved, set free, and delivered.